This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Supposedly, but not really, video killed the radio stars. Then the internet killed the music industry as people downloaded and copied music willy-nilly. Well, surprise, sales in the music industry are now up due to another permutation of technology, streaming through companies like Spotify or Pandora. Marketplace's Adam Allington now on what this means for the record labels and, yes, the musicians.
After years of shrinking profits, revenues up 8.1%, according to the Recording Industry Association of America. That's good news for record companies. However, the streaming companies are still over a barrel, says Andrew Sparkler of Downtown Music Publishing.
They're saying we're paying 70 cents of every dollar for royalties, and that doesn't take into account any other aspect of our business. That's untenable.
According to Spotify's annual report, revenue in 2015 was up 80%, but it still couldn't turn a profit. Dean Wareham is with the band Luna. He says making money off streaming depends on who owns the recording.
On Luna Records that we own, we see some income. On the records that we made for the Warner Music Group, we barely see anything.
It's true, he says, that royalties for musicians have tanked since the time when people bought more physical product. These days, he makes more from t-shirts than streaming.
And from playing live, you know, I earn more in one or two nights playing at a club in New York than I do from Spotify all year long.
On the flip side, he says, in 2016, you don't need a record label to get your music out. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.